This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The National Farmers Union has released the February edition of its popular Farmers Share, which shows how much farmers and ranchers are receiving from the money spent on food items at retail. According to the USDA, farmers and ranchers only receive 17.4 cents of every food dollar that consumers spend. The USDA says off-farm costs such as marketing, processing, wholesaling, distribution, and retailing account for more than 80 cents of every food dollar spent in the U.S. According to the Farmers Share, during the month of February, retail price for 1 pound of bacon was $5.63, and farmers received just 66 cents of that $5. Retail price for 2 pounds of bread was priced at $2.99. Farmers received 10 cents. 1 dozen eggs were priced at $2.19. The farmer received 81 cents. An 18-ounce box of cereal, $4.79. A farmer received 5 cents. 5 pounds of russet potatoes, $3.49. The farmer received 41 cents. And finally, we'll look at milk. Milk was priced at $4.49, and the farmer received $1.62. So there's some food for thought on your Thursday morning. In other news, an outbreak of low pathogenic avian influenza in western Wisconsin stems from a virus of North American wild bird origin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the strain of low pathogenic H5N2 avian influenza was discovered in a flock of 84,000 turkeys in Barron County, Wisconsin. The confirmation follows testing after birds showed signs of depression, according to the World Organization for Animal Health. The virus is not considered to be as serious as the high pathogenic avian influenza found in Tennessee last week. That outbreak has already resulted in the culling of some 73,000 birds. Countries including South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and Hong Kong have imposed limits on imports of U.S. poultry from Tennessee and Wisconsin because of the outbreaks. The birds in Wisconsin will not be depopulated, according to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The Tennessee high pathogenic outbreak is the first outbreak in the U.S. since January of last year. Low pathogenic avian influenza was found in the U.S. as recently as last May in Missouri. Well, looking at some local ag news, today is the first of many spring updates that we'll be hearing from CHS over the next couple of months, and there's no denying that we saw some abnormal temperatures during the month of February. Agronomy manager Reagan Weir says the weather has kept them busy.
Yes, Katie, we sure have. It seems like spring hit in February for us, and it's been kind of fast and furious, so it's been a really good February.
Well, good to hear for you guys. I know that kind of gave you a jump start on getting some fertilizer down and that sort of thing. So how are things going at CHS? Kind of give us an update on what you're working on right now and maybe the progress that you've had.
Sure. Ed, we've got a very good start on the spring, but I guess to really start out, we had a really nice fall. We had more ammonia going in the fall than normal and dry fertilizer. So we was kind of set up for an easier spring, I would say, and then February hit, and it's made it a lot easier yet. We're probably getting along right now about 65% completed on ammonia for spring. We're probably up to about 40% on dry, and we're actually even doing some spraying on some of these fields that have, with the warm weather, have really greened up substantially, and guys see that as some issues with getting a seed bed prepared in a timely manner. So some of them will try to work the ground and some of them will spray it, and so either one will work. It just depends on the environment, on which one kind of works the best.
Do you foresee that being a big issue this spring with it being so warm and we're not having that colder weather to kill off some of those plants that we typically would, or is it all kind of up in the air, just we'll see what happens?
Well, I think the plants will probably be about no difference. I'm a little worried about the bugs, and the insects that, we're seeing a little bit more movement. And even in folks in their yards are seeing a lot more moles and stuff. You'll have the grubs and things working around in the soil where the soil really didn't freeze too hard this winter. So, we're seeing a lot of things that'll be a little different, maybe a little more pressure this year. But the weeds, it seems like Mother Nature always throws plenty of weeds out there. I'm not sure that it'll affect that too much. We always have plenty.
Sure, sure. Well, we'll see what happens. As far as ground conditions goes, I've been hearing a lot about people worried about whether we're going to have enough moisture or not in the ground whenever they start planting. Thoughts there, and how is it looking in the areas that you've been working in?
Yeah, so that's one thing that we've seen in February here is anhydrous application when some of our, even our wetter fields in some of our eastern area, it really worked beautifully in February. And February 19th and 20th, it was working like a garden. And, you know, if it would have been March 20th, guys would have planted them for sure. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's plenty dry. You know, we've got some rain since those times, and we've got some more rain in the forecast as well as snow. So we'll likely catch some moisture here, but we're setting up. A dry spring really favors farmers, and not only getting the crop in the ground on a timely basis, but also for the crops to root down and to explore on down into the soil profile so that when it does get to be hot and dry sometime in the spring or summer, the roots are on down into cooler soil and finding some moisture.
Any predictions as far as planting dates for corn? I know we don't want to get started too early, although I have heard of some corn in the ground in areas, not a large amount of acres, just to kind of experiment and see what happens. But thoughts there when you would like to see seeds get planted?
Well, we always look back to the statistics, and you know, really in our area, if corn is planted the end of April, you know, it'll do just as well as any corn planted any time of the year. So it's tempting to go really early, and I'm not saying to wait, you know, to the end of April, but planting it in March, you're ahead of your crop insurance guarantees, which are very important risk management tool for farmers. So, you know, I think we'll be that first week of April. If things go like this, we'll see corn planting get underway. You know, and it'll go quick. There's no doubt about that. And anymore with soybeans and with treatments that we put on soybean seed, we've kind of pushed them up a little bit. So where we would not used to plant soybeans till the, you know, the middle or early May, we'll see a lot of beans go in if we continue this pattern in April also. And we promote that. You know, we think getting the seed into the ground and the soybeans to do much of their vegetative growth before the equinox or around June 20th is a very good thing, where they can go back to their reproductive stage after that and focus on setting the most pods and doing the most they can in bushels per acre then.
Well, it's definitely an exciting time of year, lots of things going on, so it'll be fun to watch and see when people get in the fields and start planting. But I know, Reagan, it is a National Ag Safety Week or an Ag Safety Awareness Week. There were a few words that you wanted to mention about that as well.
Yes, and that's, you know, farming is certainly one of the most dangerous job professions that there is. And our farmers do a great job of preparing themselves and doing maintenance. And I really applaud them as they have a tough job to do. And, you know, they do a great job of getting it done on a timely basis. And, you know, they're in general, they're very careful. So, you know, I want to caution them to all take their time. Don't take shortcuts. And as well as urban neighbors to give them a break. And we'll get through a successful spring safely and everything will go well.
And thanks again to Reagan Weir from CHS. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.